During a meeting with Ruby Stiles, a stocky woman who worked as an office manager on the north side of the city, we had been talking about her teenage son Kyle, a bright but diffident boy who was starting to have trouble at school, when she mentioned the rise in local gang activity. One of Kyle's friends had been shot just last week, she said, right in front of his house. The boy was all right, but now Ruby was worried about her own son's safety. Over the next few days, I had Ruby introduce me to other parents who shared her fears and felt frustrated over the lackluster police response. When I suggested that we invite the district commander to a neighborhood meeting so the community could air its concerns, everyone agreed, and as we talked about publicity, one of the women mentioned that there was a Baptist church on the block where the boy had been shot, and that a pastor there, a Reverend Reynolds, might be willing to make an announcement to his congregation. It took me a week of phone calls, but when I finally reached Reverend Reynolds, his response seemed promising. He was the president of the local ministerial alliance. He said that the group would be holding its regular meeting the very next day, and that he would be happy to put me on the agenda. I hung up the phone full of excitement and arrived at Reverend Reynolds' church early the next morning. We all sat around a long table, and Reverend Reynolds led us in prayer before offering me the floor. Suppressing my nerves, I told the ministers about the increasing gang activity and the meeting we had planned, and passed out flyers for them to distribute to their congregations. Just as I passed out the last flyers, a tall, pecan-colored man entered the room. He wore a blue, double-breasted suit and a large gold cross against his scarlet tie. His hair was straightened and swept back in a pompadour. "Brother Smalls, you just missed an excellent presentation," Reverend Reynolds said. "This young man, Brother Obama, has a plan to organize a meeting about the recent gang shooting." Reverend Smalls poured himself a cup of coffee and perused the flyer. "What's the name of your organization?" he asked me. "Developing Communities Project." "Developing Communities..." His brow knotted. "I think I remember some white man coming around here talking about some developing something or other. Funny-looking guy. Jewish name. You connected to the Catholics?" I told him that some of the Catholic churches in the area were involved. "That's right, I remember now." Reverend Smalls sipped his coffee and leaned back in his chair. "I told that white man he might as well pack up and get on out of here. We don't need anything like this around here. Listen, what's your name again? Obama? Listen, Obama, you may mean well. I'm sure you do. But the last thing we need is to join up with a bunch of white money and Catholic churches and Jewish organizers to solve our problems. They're not interested in us. Shoot, the archdiocese in this city is run by stone-cold racists. Always has been. White folks coming in here think that they know what's best for us, hiring a bunch of high-talking, college-educated brothers like yourself who don't know no better, and all they want to do is take over. It's all a political thing, and that's not what this group here is about." I stammered that the church had always taken the lead in addressing community issues, but Reverend Smalls just shook his head. "You don't understand," he said. "Things have changed with the new mayor. I've known the district police commander since he was a beat cop. The aldermen in this area are all committed to black empowerment. Why we need to be protesting and carrying on at our own people? Anybody sitting around this table got a direct line to City Hall. Fred, didn't you just talk to the alderman about getting a permit for your parking lot?" The rest of the room had grown quiet. Reverend Small smiled and patted me on the shoulder. "Don't misunderstand me now. Like I said, I know you mean well. We need some young blood to help out with the cause. All I'm saying is that right now, you're on the wrong side of the battle." I sat there, roasting like a pig on a spit, as the pastors went on to discuss a joint Thanksgiving service in the park across the street. When the meeting was over, Reverend Reynolds and a few others thanked me for coming. "Don't take Charles too seriously," one of them advised. "He can be a little strong sometimes." But I noticed none of them left with my flyers, and later in the week, when I tried to call some of the ministers back, their secretaries kept telling me they were gone for the day.